Well, Glory, welcome, welcome. And I've got a letter that we get started here. How many of you like to hear praise reports? I love to hear praise reports. We got a wonderful letter from a lady that her and her husband came to a healing school. And I want Cheryl to come up here and read this. What happened to the mic? There it is.
Yeah, we got back late. What day did we come back?
Friday night.
Oh, Friday night. I forget where we are. Anyway, we Saturday I had all these letters to open. Dear hearted ones, this is one of the letters. I'm sending you this great letter to let you know of my wonderful healing testimony. Dick, my husband, and I, Marlene Anderson, came to your healing school, I believe sometime in July. My birthday is July the 5th, 1931. So that makes her, what, 79 years old, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And you prayed for me. Well, we brought home your CDs and DVDs and listened to them faithfully for about 2 weeks all day. And we prayed and asked God, believing and trusting in His holy name and in my prayers. God, she underlined three times, God told me I didn't need my insulin anymore, as He had taken my diabetes, Achilles heel, and neuropathy completely away. Also, praise the Lord. That wasn't all of it.
Nor not through you.
Yeah. That was a lot. Also, my glaucoma. Well, my faith was so high that I went out in the street. And you have to imagine this. This woman, she's 79 years old. Her faith is so high. She went out in the street and started crowing. Well, my neighbor Bonnie came out and said, "What in the world are you doing?" And I said, "I'm crowing." And she said, "What for?" And I said, "Because God has answered my prayers. He has set me free from diabetes, no more, Achilles heel, neuropathy, and glaucoma. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord." I'm telling everyone how great is my God. Thank y'all for your wonderful prayers.
Praise the Lord for a mighty God that we serve. He is a mighty God. I'm telling you. And of course, you know, we went to Fort Stockton Monday and Tuesday. Or Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm sorry. Yeah, we flew out there and spoke at a church out there Tuesday night and Wednesday night. And Tuesday afternoon, whenever this two sets of couples picked us up, and it was me and Cheryl and Dave, three of us, but they came in two vehicles to get three people. We found out why. They had a load of children in each one. I mean, those people out there, they have babies. They had so many things in the car. I mean, you couldn't hardly get in there. So many car seats. But when we went to dinner, one of the young ladies, she's just a beautiful young mother of three or four of those little children. She said, "Do you know why y'all are out here?" I said, "I have no idea. All I know is somebody called and here we are." She said, "Last year, one of my best friends," she said, "not one of my friends, my best friend came down, young woman, came down with breast cancer." And she said, when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, one of the men there said, "You need to go to Dallas to see Thurman. If you don't have the money to go, I will pay for your trip, but I want you to go see Thurman." And her husband talked about it, and they said, "Well, we have enough money to go to Dallas, you know, to," and he said, "they have a healing school on the second Saturday of every month, and you need to go this next healing school and let him pray for you, and you need to hear the Word of God taught like he teaches it." And so they came. When she came up here, she told me I had breast cancer. Well, I figured out right there that she had unforgiveness toward a female. We got that taken care of, and then I prayed for her, and then when I prayed for her, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me ever so gently and said, "She's not mine. She doesn't know me." I thought, what? I said, "Honey, do you know Jesus?" She said, "I guess I don't." I said, "Well, let me lead you to Jesus." Well, I led her to Jesus. She voiced the thing that's so simple, call upon the name of Jesus, according to Romans 10, 8 and 9, and the girl got saved. You know. And then I said, "Well, is there anything else you'd like to be delivered from besides breast cancer?" She said, I hate smoking. I have smoked and I cannot stop. I always do that. I said, Cheryl, honey, I said, get your Bible and open it to Joel 2:32 and let's let this girl read it. So we opened it, and this is what it says. Joel 2:32 says, it shall come to pass. Now, don't you like that? When God says it shall come to pass, that's what he means, isn't it, Tom? It shall come to pass that whosoever, that's all of us, isn't it? Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Don't you like that?
Amen.
I've used that verse to get so many people set free. It's just awesome. But I said, honey, if you want to be delivered from smoking, all you got to do is take that verse and stand on it by faith, and the king, I guarantee the king will deliver you from nicotine. They left here. Oh, it's on the screen. And anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Okay, that's the NLT. The King James says it a whole lot better. I like it in the King James. That's the one I always quote, the King James. It says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I just love that verse. I mean, I've seen people get delivered from everything known to man with that verse. I mean, that verse works just like it's written. Well, the girl had breast cancer when she got here. Young woman, bad breast cancer. I mean, I believe that the girl told me had open bleeding tumors, but bad breast cancer. She wasn't saved. And she was a smoker of nicotine. After coming here, by the time her and her husband got home, she was completely healed and completely delivered. This lady, which was her best friend, which they picked us up to take us to dinner, she said, when I went over there the next day or whatever it was, next few days or whenever it was, I think she said the next day, said my friend and her husband was sitting in the house reading the Bible, and she told me she not only was healed, but she was saved and she was free of nicotine. She hadn't had a single desire. She said, that's been over a year ago, and my friend is still totally healed. She's still totally saved, and she's still totally delivered from nicotine, hadn't smoked a cigarette since. So she said, that's why y'all here. I mean, you can't deny results, right? When people come here and they get healed, just like this lady here. This lady, 79 years old, is out in the streets crowing, praise God, bless the Lord. She's just screaming and hollering. And her neighbor Bonnie comes up, what in the world is wrong with you? She said, my God has saved me and delivered me and healed me. I am free. I mean, you know, it's about time some of us get excited when Jesus does something for us. You know what? We need to really get excited, you know. So let me show you a result. I just met this man recently, and let me show you this. He said this man, he's about 4 years older than me, and yeah, he's 75. He's about 4 years older than me, and he said, I started watching you a few months ago on GLC. He said, when I started listening to you, I called and got some of your free stuff. He said, it has changed my life forever. He said, I will never be the same. He said, I had no idea what my sin had been doing to me. So he said, I've given you a list of some of the sins I've been involved with as a man. And said, then I'm going to show you some of the sickness and disease that's brought up on me. And he said, I now know, just like you teach, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that my sins is what brought all these sickness and diseases upon me. Listen to this. He said, these are my sins. He said, number one, I was stealing. I was not tithing. I was stealing from God. He said, I was a sneak thief. He said, I was lying. I had impure thoughts. He said, I gambled. He said, fornication and adultery. As a younger man, he ran around on his wife. His wife never knew it, but God knew it. Profane language, always talking dirty. I mean, just one of the guys, you know, blankety blank this or blankety blank that. You know, guys don't realize that God hates profane talking. He tells us in his word to do away with it. But he said, I didn't know it was going to cause a problem. And he said, unforgiveness, I had unforgiveness towards several people. I didn't know that was going to kill me. Jealousy. He said, I was very jealous. He said, prejudice. I was prejudiced. He said, I was self-centered. I had anger. He said, I was always grumbling and complaining. He said, I was a pure hypocrite and I was an unfaithful child of God. So he said, this is the drugs that I'm on. He gives me a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 drugs he's on every day, or was. And then here's his sicknesses. He had throat and chest problems and a hiatal hernia. He had acid reflux, even as a younger man. Varicose veins, encephalitis, sleeping sickness. Something else here, which I don't know, he had this for when he was first year of college. 1984, had a heart, open heart bypass in 1984. That's been a while back. He wasn't an old man then, was he? In 84, it's been 25 years, better than 25 years ago. He has had several angiograms in his life. High blood pressure, a heart attack in 2000, heart treatments, blood thinners, sleep machine, whatever that thing, diabetes, thyroid, prostate cancer in 2001, 43 radiation treatments to cure the prostate cancer. Other treatments, I don't know what a Hermann treatment is, I don't know what that is. Hot flashes, 2001, lymph nodes in his chest, failing eyesight, arthritis in his neck and his shoulders, backs, hips, knees, and ankles, rectal dysfunction, hearing dysfunction, and Alzheimer, loss of memory. That's what his sins have brought into his life. Now, when you see a man that's lived like that, and you see all those things that happened to him, but then when you look at a man that's only 4 years younger than him, that learned the truth from God's word, when God says, to those that find my words and obey them. In fact, I want to show you that. I want us to go to Proverbs 4:10 and then 20 through 27. And I just want to read that one more time. It is so powerful. Just in the King James, look at what Proverbs 4:10 says. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be few. Oh, is that not what he said? If you find his words, what's going to happen to your life? How many years are you going to live? Many. That's what he said, isn't it?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Power Works in Us Mightily, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.